Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Thank you for checking it out. And we appreciate that very much. I think you'll like what you find there. And we got lots of different things. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog. And my blog post, this the last one, I'm pretty sure the last one is all about blogging. So check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Folks, I wanted to remind you that today's George Washington's birthday. And this is the anniversary of the official dedication of the Washington Monument in 18. Well, let's see. The dedication was in 1885, but it opened to the public in 1889. But it was on this day that those two things happened. And of course, as you know, it's President Washington's birthday, George Washington's birthday today. And we talked about this a little bit in the last hour, but I wanted to bring it up again because I want to read this passage again to you. This is from the farewell address that President Washington gave to the country as he was leaving office after two terms as the President of the United States. He was asked to run again. He would probably have been unopposed. I'm certain that he would have been. He certainly would have been reelected for the third term. Now, let me remind you about what kind of a leader this person was. He could have been given a third term would have been handed to him on a platter. And yet he chose not to. He determined that for him and for this country, two terms was enough. That was enough for any president, anybody to be president, because he feared tyranny. They feared kings. They knew what they came from, and they didn't want that. They wanted the power to be with the people. Now, in his farewell address, he this is a passage that I love to read to you. I've done many times over the years. This is a passage from his farewell address as he was leaving office on his own power and his own decision to leave, not by any law, not by because he wasn't reelected, but because he chose to leave. And here's what he said. The name of American, which belongs to you in your national capacity, must always exalt the just pride of patriotism more than any appellation derived from local discriminations. With slight shades of difference, you have the same religion, manners, habits, and political principles. You have in common cause fought and triumphed together. The independence and liberty you possess are the work of joint councils and joint efforts, of common dangers, sufferings, and successes. I wish you would go and find that passage and keep it for yourself. I wish you would read that over and over again. I think it's one of the things, you know, remember in elementary school, at least when I was in elementary school, we had to memorize the preamble of the Constitution, right? I think this is something that more of us should have to remember. Because look what he wrote, look what he said there. First, he invoked the name American. Second, he invoked the concept of patriotism. Third, he invoked the idea of liberty. Yeah. And independence and liberty. How about that? All four of those words, wonderful words. American, he gave us a name. Patriotism, he gave us a cause. Liberty, he gave us an ideal. Independence, he gave us a responsibility. Think about those four words, folks. Think about how important they are. Now, I want you to think about what's going on right now in America. I am so excited about what Americans are doing. about Americans getting involved in the political process. My friends, I'm not talking about any kind of a political party. I don't care what political party you are. I don't care about your political philosophy. I really don't care. I just am so excited about how more and more people are paying attention and are seeing what's going on, and they're seeing that we're not currently being led properly on either side of the aisle. Folks, this is Mike, you've heard me say this before. Mike, my complaint is with the political class, not with a Republican or a Democrat. And more Americans are realizing that there is a threat to our liberty if we don't take back our government and make them realize, make the people who represent us realize that they work for us. They don't work for their ability to get reelected. So we as Americans need to feel more empowered now than ever before. We need to continue this movement, folks. Whatever you want to call it, whoever you want to meet with, we need to continue to do this and take back the control of our government, the control of our lives from the politicians and put it back in the hands of the individuals, of Americans. And that's where we'll find our liberty there. But remember that other word that he gave us, independence. Independence requires responsibility. So that's something you and I have to think about. Going to take a quick break, right back with our good friend Peter Meyer after these messages. Remember, he's in Australia. Can't wait. Stay with us. Doesn't mean that much to me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.